Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And this recipe looked so good and was so entertainingly complicated that 88.5's Dick Stein and KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson both had to try it. Now they have a full report, complete with procedural wrangling.
Well, Nance, great minds thinking alike. We both got the idea to make this complicated recipe for Balinese pork satay from Kenji at Serious Eats. It's really three recipes, one for making the spice blend marinade for the pork, another for making the peanut sauce, another for the sweet soy glaze when you're grilling it.
We bought this precisely at the same time and then had to say, let's make this.
It took me about 3 hours to get everything ready. A little bit less for you, I know, but we both made it and we both agreed.
Absolutely amazingly delicious.
But was it really worth all that effort and all those ingredients and all the rest of it? Would you make it again?
Maybe not anytime soon, but I would definitely do it again. I had a great time making it. The only thing is, sometimes recipes just call for you to do something ridiculous, like pounding everything in a mortar. Let's
absolutely
talk about that.
Not ridiculous. It's absolutely
ridiculous.
Worth it.
Ridiculous. I'm sorry,
Stein. It isn't. You get much more flavor by pounding all these ingredients in a mortar.
That's why it took you 3 hours. This, and it only took me two because I used my mini food processor, but
not the
like
same
Kenji
thing.
Suggested, I started it in my mortar and pestle. I have a big one, relatively speaking. It just won't hold all that stuff.
Well, I just did it in two batches, and I think it makes a huge difference. I'll have a link to J. Kenji Lopez-Alt's recipe for Balinese pork satay in the Food for Thought post at knkx.org, so you'll know what we're talking about. If we went into all the details right now, we'd be here for an hour.
Sure, but I mean, we're already here for, so let's just say you have to, two shallots and some garlic and lemongrass stalk.
Plus a lot of other stuff.
And then the peanuts for the peanut sauce.
Real man pounds his own peanuts, Nancy. And that's
what
I did.
And you know
what
a real woman does? A real woman goes to the supermarket, to the fresh peanut butter department, and has the machine.
Not everybody has that at their supermarket. I've made I've made peanut sauce both ways, using peanut butter and doing it this way, and hand pounding the peanuts. It's just better. It just tastes better.
Skippy? And I was using fresh peanuts that just got smushed, you know, a few hours before.
It's not the peanuts. It's the process that you're putting them through.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fact that certain techniques are really smart, no matter what you're grilling. Kenji suggests fanning the coals.
Using a big piece of cardboard. Keeps them hotter and it prevents flare-up.
But he also suggested using the exhaust from your shop vac. Our shop vac is disgusting. I would never use it near my food.
But I suggested.
You suggested. I use my blow dryer. Stein, you were right. It worked perfectly.
And I just fanned mine by hand with a plastic cafeteria tray. Now, what about skewers? Did you use those wooden skewers that they tell you to soak and it never helps anyway?
Right. I couldn't find my metal skewers. I know I had them somewhere, but I did have some bamboo ones, and they burnt on the ends. But you know what? It still worked.
Well, if you gotta, you gotta. But folks, if you're going to be doing any skewer-type grilling, it's really worth it to invest in some flat metal skewers. You can use them over and over again forever, and whenever you slip onto them, it won't spin on the skewer when you try to turn it over. And even though this Balinese pork satay deal was a lot of work, it was still a lot of fun to do and really tasty stuff. But that said, this is definitely a weekend cooking project.
I agree with you, Stein. I had great fun making this recipe. And what's more important is when we sat down to eat it, everyone's jaw dropped and said, whoa, that's incredible.
We'll have links to the Balinese pork satay recipe and pictures of my and Nancy's results, plus live video of Nancy blasting the barbecue coals with her hairdryer, all in the Food for Thought post at knkx.org.
With KNKX's Dick.
There's the easy way, and there's the right way.
Stein.
She's Nancy.
Electricity is your friend.
Leeson.